This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
John Batchelor, this is the new John Batchelor Show with my colleagues, Tom Jostin and Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. They are senior fellows. They and their colleagues keep the Long War Journal. And one of the major themes that Bill and Tom and their colleagues have developed these last years is where goes the Taliban, goes Al-Qaeda, in Afghanistan. We're no longer discussing just Afghanistan. It's the whole of the Ummah listening to the President of the United States saying that he can't picture the U.S. having military presence in Afghanistan a year from now. How about the rest of the military presence we know deployed out there? The airstrikes we hear routinely from Africa, the AQAP threats, and the question of what will happen in Yemen, what will happen in the Arabian Peninsula. And then there's our commitment, or looks like a commitment, to the troubles in Syria. There's also the matter of defending Iraq. Tom, I come to you because you have very carefully explicated how Al-Qaeda is intertwined into all these terror organizations that are at the same time military organizations. How did Al-Qaeda hear the president's, I can't picture that? Are they imagining that the U.S. is leaving the whole region, including Iraq and Syria?
Well, you know, Al-Qaeda senior leadership has gotten a lot wrong through the years, and they've certainly gotten the timing wrong on a lot of this. But you can go back to the files recovered in Osama bin Laden's compound. You can go to statements made by Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri prior to the raid against Osama bin Laden, and then statements by Al-Qaeda senior leadership after bin Laden was killed. And they were consistent in saying that eventually the U.S. is going to leave these areas, leave these theaters of jihad, and we have to be prepared to take over. And so that's basically how they viewed this for a long time. They knew that the American will to be involved in these fights was thin and that it was going to run short and eventually time was going to be up. And it certainly appears that way when it comes to Afghanistan, when it comes to you now have three successive administrations who have not articulated a case. I mean, President Obama did at first, but then toward, of course, the second term of his administration, he started articulating against the case of remaining in Afghanistan. President Trump did the same thing. He basically at first said we needed to win in Afghanistan, then said, no, we need to get out and have a deal with the Taliban. And President Biden comes in just saying, basically, I don't want to be there. So they know that the American political leadership and really a lot of military leadership doesn't really want to be in Afghanistan. They've known that. They know that the U.S. military and a lot of the political leadership has wanted to pivot away from fighting jihadist organizations. That's been a longstanding desire. A lot of that pivot has already occurred, as we've written and explained. It really occurred during the Obama years. But even the much, much reduced, smaller footprint that the U.S. military maintains everywhere from Afghanistan to Iraq and Syria to elsewhere in Africa and a few other hotspots, that footprint is very small compared to what it used to be in just Iraq alone or just Afghanistan alone or certainly Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, you're talking, you know, probably less than 30,000 soldiers at this point across all these hot spots for the jihadists. But the U.S. doesn't really want to maintain that either. So, you know, basically you're looking at if you're an Al-Qaeda strategist or a jihadist who's thinking strategically about all this, you should be planning for and thinking about the day after America leaves.
Bill, I tell a scene from a sword and sorcery movie I saw as a child. I can't name it, but it pictured a scene that never actually happened. Saladin, the leader of the recapturing Jerusalem Muslims, facing off against Richard the Lionheart, our big hero in huge shining armor. And he demonstrated the East versus the West. It went like this. Richard could cut steel with his sword, but Saladin threw up a silk kerchief into the air and took out his scimitar and as the kerchief settled down, it split in half over the scimitar. That's my image of how Saladin defeated Richard III. Is that the Al-Qaeda plan? Is that the Taliban plan? Has it always been that way, that we know we can cut steel, but we can't cut silk?
Yeah, this is, I think it's a very good analogy, and I, you know, Tom hits upon it. The Al-Qaeda strategists certainly have gotten the timing wrong, but they haven't gotten the overall picture wrong, that we would actually tire. And I kind of go back to that saying that's attributed to the Taliban, but also other groups, where they say the Americans have all the clocks, but we have all the time. And that's it. They waited us out. You know, they took an approach that was, look, we're going to take our lumps. We can't defeat them militarily. Sure, that sword is very strong. That steel cuts is powerful. But we don't need a heavy sword to beat the United States. We need to do this a different way. We need to do this a way that is more clever. It is a way suited to our way of fighting, and that's to do it over time.
And you see that in the Taliban's propaganda routinely, right? They expect us to leave. They expect to be the victors. They have confidence.
Yeah, and they've said all along they are going to wait us out. This is our jihad. Isn't something that, you know, we expect to win. It's a sacrifice to them. It's something we have to do. We noted, I believe it was last week, where we noted the Taliban issued a statement about a battle from 19 years ago.
Right.
You know, the Shahi Khat battle. I'm sorry. And, you know, that's how they're thinking. They're saying, look, this is just the beginning of our jihad, and it was great sacrifices. And our sacrifice isn't over. I just want to be very clear. I'm not romanticizing this. You right. have to respect what the Taliban has done, that they've been able to wait us out. They read us right. They may have gotten the timing wrong. Maybe they thought we'd leave after 5 years or 10 years. But the fact that even though that's the case, that they may have gotten the timing wrong, they haven't adjusted their strategy of waiting us out.
Bill Raggio.
Of leading us by death a thousand cuts.
Bill Raggio and Tom Jostin of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Bash.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.